This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Just me today this hour. 5-Minute University. So I am teaching via stories and scenarios, things that have happened, and so that you can learn from my firsthand experiences that... things that have happened recently. There's an interesting thing that's happening. You know, those of us who read the news knew that Phoenix was going to hit 118 degrees yesterday. We knew that. And 118 is really, really hot. If it's 118 outside, during the heat of the day, with the sun's rays beating down on houses, it's way hotter on the inside of a house than that. If you don't have air conditioning, if you just open the windows and you don't have air conditioning, the roof is going to collect heat, the side walls of the house are going to collect heat, and the house is going to become like an oven. And that's why it's important to make sure you take care of your air conditioning system such that it will last as long as possible, because I can see where the prices of air conditioning systems is just going to keep climbing. One of the things that's happening is our government keeps changing the rules of what refrigerants are allowed by law to be used. They keep phasing out refrigerants. So they take really good refrigerants like R22, which is excellent in terms of refrigeration properties. A refrigerator with R22 probably could last 50 years or more, maybe 70. If properly maintained and the coils kept clean and the electrical power doesn't, you know, cook the motor by, you know, excessive voltage delivery from the utilities or massive spikes on the utility wires. But under normal circumstances, refrigeration that is allowed by, I should say, what the government has done is made so many changes, it's difficult to figure out what's going on. And it's getting more expensive to get refrigerants. And what's happening is the older systems won't work with the newer refrigerants, and the older refrigerants are discontinued. So all you have to do is buy new equipment. You know, it's ridiculous. That's what your government's doing. Well, as the temperature keeps increasing, like 118 degrees in Phoenix, that's the air temperature. Now, you know that darker colors absorb more of the sun's rays than lighter colors. So if you had a white roof, it would, on a house or a building, it would be cooler than the same roof if it were black. Well, most roads are blacktop, which is tar from the oil refineries mixed with some gravel and some sand, and that's what roads are made out of. That's why they're black. I mean, no one said, hey, let's make all roads black, or let's make most roads black. The ones that are lighter in color are typically concrete. More expensive to build, more expensive to maintain. Well, the black roads get really hot. So, how hot? Well, according to the research I've done, black roads can hit 140 degrees Fahrenheit, 140. It's pretty hot. Put your hand on it, you'll burn your hand. Walk on it without shoes, you'll burn your feet. No question about it. You know, those of us who have been to the beach in our lifetime have noticed on real hot days that brilliant white sand of the beach can get so hot you can't walk on it. That's white. Now, if it were black, it would be way hotter. It'd be unbearable. So, what happens to the tires? What happens to the tires of the vehicles that drive on these hot roads? Well, some of them can't take it, and they explode. Literally. There's too much pressure on the inside. Expand until the tire carcass can't contain it any longer, and boom, it blows. And that's what they call blowout. Well, here's some numbers. Now, these are numbers that I measured firsthand just a couple days ago. I took our non-contact thermometer, and you can buy them on the internet, and it's like looks like a taser with a trigger and a pointing end and a display on the end that faces you. Some of them have lasers built in. It's not necessary to have a laser. And never look at a laser. You'll permanently damage your eyes if you look at a laser. If someone shines one on you, look away before you get that Louisville Slugger. And, you know, return the favor. Don't never look at a laser. So you don't need a laser in your non-contact thermometer. Just point it. So I was pointing this thing around in the afternoon sun here at our farm just a couple days ago. Here are the numbers. Our roof has, it's a color called weathered wood. It's kind of like the color of bark, tree bark. So it's not black, it's not white, it's not red, it's not green, it's not blue. It's kind of like a tan and some browns. It looks like weathered wood. And they're architectural shingles. So they are raised. Some shingles are higher than others. It's a nice look. It should last a little bit longer than a regular three tab. But the important thing is the color is what I'm trying to describe. Weathered wood. If I had it to do all over again, I'd get a slightly lighter color. Wouldn't look as nice. But that's what I would do. I don't think I'd get a white roof because I don't like that at all. But in terms of the style of our house, kind of dictates a natural color, like weathered wood. I aim the thermometer, a non-contact thermometer, at the roof, 177 degrees Fahrenheit, 177. You can easily cook on the roof at 177 degrees. 212 is boiling water at sea level. It's pretty darn hot. Now, this is when the outside temperature was 98 degrees Fahrenheit. So outside, 98. Air temperature, roof temperature, 177. That means that the decking of the roof is really getting hot, really hot. This is almost the temperature for the shingles to melt the glue that holds the one shingle on top of the next, on top of the next, because there are these glue strips that under heat melt and let the shingles glue themselves to each other. So it's almost like individually you have these shingles put on, but once the sun hits them for the first time, they all glue to each other. It's hot enough to melt that glue and have that glue stop working. There's a blue Mercedes that we were working on at the shop. It was outside. It hadn't been put in yet. Actually, it's blue-green. It's not mine. Mine's kind of a very, very, very dark, dark, dark blue. Well, this one's kind of a blue-green. It's a beautiful color. Out in the sun, 168 degrees. So the roof is 177. The Mercedes is 168. Now, our garage door facing the sun in the afternoon, western sun, it's kind of a tan color, and it's actually called, the official color name is clay. Kind of a tannish, grayish color, made by a company called Clopay. It is their thickest door for residential use. It's got foam insulation inside the inner and outer skin, so there's an inner skin and an outer skin. It's a steel door, and it's insulated. With really good insulation. 156 degrees. So you can't touch the door either. Can't touch the door handle to open the door either. So the side of the house is, well, the whole house is made out of stone, limestone. And it's kind of a light, light gray color. This is a stone house. The outside of the stone is 120 degrees. It's really warm. Kind of so warm that if you leaned up against it for a little while, you would not lean up against it because it's that hot. 120 degrees. The concrete pad that we park our cars on right outside the garage doors, this is white. 126 degrees. When we built this house, I spec'd the concrete. When you have concrete, is all concrete's not the same. You can alter the ratio of the sand and the gravel and the Portland cement. That's what concrete is. It's sand, gravel, and Portland cement. And if you put more cement in the mix, meaning a greater percentage of Portland cement, the concrete is stronger. And it also is lighter in color. So when you look at a darker gray concrete, if it's not been colored gray, if it's just the natural color of the concrete that they mixed, it's not very strong. It might be what's called 2,500-pound mix. That's the strength of the concrete, 2,500 pounds. If you add a little bit more Portland cement to it, you can get to 3,000-pound mix. If you add a little more, you can get to 3,500, a little more, 4,000, more, 4,500, a little more, 5,000-pound mix. And when you get to the 5,000-pound mix, it's really bright, white. So if you're going to put in a walkway, a deck around a swimming pool, like a built-in swimming pool, you probably want it pretty bright white. So you're going to want the 5,000-pound mix. That costs more, but it's stronger. It's less likely to crack, and it's brighter white. That's all good, right? So the reason I'm telling you all this is when we built our concrete pad for parking our cars on outside the garage doors, we used the 5,000-pound mix, and it's bright white. That concrete pad was 126 degrees. The roof was 177. The same kind of concrete was used inside our barn, the steel barn. And the roof has 2 inches, an inch and a half of insulation, foam board, styrofoam board. That concrete pad inside the barn was 76 degrees. It was all at the same time. So inside, out of the sunlight, it's 76 degrees. And the reason for that, when the air is 98 degrees outside, the ground below the concrete pad inside the barn has a heat sink, and that would be planet Earth. So the heat sink was able to keep the concrete pad at 76 degrees, not in this direct sunlight because it's inside the barn, but outside, the same concrete pad is 120 degrees.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So now the question is, why are we spending time on this in class today, 5-Minute University? Well, several reasons. So let's start with our house. We made our own mistakes. We decided which way we were going to face the house, and the sun had a lot to do with it. Sun rises in northern hemisphere in the east. It sets in the west, and it's sunny most of the day in the south. The north, it would be the cold side of the house. So, you know, when people buy houses in neighborhoods, those houses are planted so that the maximum number of houses can be placed on the land that's being developed for those houses, for that neighborhood. And even though two houses might be, you know, from the same cookie cutter, they're the same except for different colors, they're different streets, they face different directions, there might be an advantage to facing one direction over another direction. So when we built our house, we brought in an HVAC contractor. And that means that they built the ductwork, they set the air conditioning system, and they said, okay, the house was already, the stone was being put on it, and they were going to place the outside air conditioning units. They said, okay, we're going to put them right here on the south side. And I said, no, we're not. We're not going to put two units directly in the sun so they can bake in the sun all day long from early in the morning till sunset. So we'll cook the outside units so that the compressors are going to have to work harder, like twice as hard. That made no sense at all. So here's a guy who is the CEO of a heating, ventilation, and air conditioning company. And he's telling me where to put this equipment. And it was the wrong location. It was on the south side. It made no sense. So I said, no, we're going to put it over here. Now, there's a little kind of a cutout in the backyard that is fully protected from the sun all day except for a couple hours in the afternoon on the western side. So it's fully protected except for 2 hours. And the reason we put it there was to keep it all out of the sun, because the sun's rays are really, really hot and they're strong, and they destroy, the ozone destroys insulation on the plumbing from these things. It destroys the finish of them, and it cooks the outer cabinetry and case so that it has to work so much harder. And the air around on the south side is hotter than the air on the north side of the house. So it made sense to protect this. So the air conditioning units are on the north side of in the backyard. There's like a cutout. And it's a great way to go. So it makes sense to pay attention to where you're putting equipment. And should you have 100% faith in your contractors? Hardly. I had a friend in Virginia who bought a commercial building, and he was rehabbing this commercial building, and the guys put in the heat pump system for him. They put it under an overhead. And while it seemed like, what a great idea, just put this thing under the overhead roof was just maybe a foot above the outside air conditioning unit. So the what would happen is, when the heat pump was working in the summertime, it would take air from around the heat pump, push it straight up, it would hit the roof, it would come back down and get recirculated back in to try to cool the fins in the outside unit that are hot. So it would heat the air and try to cool the compressing unit with heated air. It was idiotic. And I said, so what do you think of this? He says, great, yeah, it's protected. Yeah, it's protected. But it's eating its own hot air. Your electric consumption is going to go way up, and the unit's going to fail way quicker. So he had the HVAC guys move it. So don't think that just because some guy's an expert, or, you know, it's got some logo on his shirt or her shirt, that doesn't mean they know what they're doing. It means they want you to think they know what they're doing. So we'll talk a little bit more about heat when we come back. It's kind of important.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. Today, the last chance for taxpayers to claim a tax refund from 2019. The IRS says that return must be filed on paper and postmarked by the end of the day. Extreme heat baking the U.S., especially the Southwest. Forecasters in Phoenix, Arizona, say Saturday was the hottest day of the year for the city, which hit 118 degrees. In California, Death Valley is expected to hit 130. Air quality alerts issued for several U.S. states yesterday. That is expected to continue today. That's smoke from Canadian wildfires. The male suspect accused of fatally shooting four people in Georgia has been killed following a manhunt. That suspect accused of killing three men and one woman on Saturday. Corey Myers, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today? God, you're
take my
when you go to
the season
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Okay, so back to a few numbers and then we'll move on. So as I mentioned, the concrete pad outside in the sun was 126 degrees at the very same time that the same concrete inside the barn was 76 degrees. The difference is the sun was beating on the outside concrete and not on the inside concrete, because the inside concrete is covered by a roof and some walls. That's a 50 degree Fahrenheit delta between the outside concrete and the inside concrete. So based on what we've talked about, you know that a black road would be way hotter than that 126 degrees on that day. So here's why this is important. When you buy tires, there is a uniform tire quality grading system. And it's called the UTQG, Uniform Tire Quality Grading System. And this helps the buyer of tires make a more informed decision. And so there are some national standards based on the rating of tread wear, how long the tire will last, you know, under normal driving circumstances, the traction of that tire in wet conditions, and the temperature resistance. And I mentioned how tires can explode when they get hot. Well, the tread wear is rated with a number. So the number would start with 100. And then a better grade of tire would be 200. And a better than that would be 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, you know, up to around 800. So a tire that's graded 100 would last less than one that's rated 200. So you could expect, generally speaking, a tire with a grade of 200 would last twice as long as one that's rated 100. Twice as many miles, you know, before the tire is worn out. Well, a tire that's rated 200 is nowhere near. I would never recommend anybody buy one that's rated 200. That's ridiculously low. The tires that I have on my pickup truck are probably around, well, depending on which truck we're talking about, somewhere a minimum of a heavy, high traction tire, like one with, you know, you can drive in mud and slippery, you know, farm type surfaces, probably around 440. And my Mercedes has tires that are probably around 700. So that would last seven times longer than one that's rated 100. Okay, so that's tread wear. So tread wear is rated in numbers, 100, 200, 300, you know, up to probably somewhere around 700 or 800. Traction is the ability of your tire to stop on the wet pavement. And they're rated AA, which is the best. A, which is really good. B, kind of average. C, the lowest rating. So it's kind of like if you're an A, B, or C student. You know, C, not so good. A, pretty good. AA, you know, top of the class. So this is in wet traction, right? Well, then there's another ranking or grading, which is called temperature. And temperature is really simple. It's A, B, and C. A is the best. B is kind of in the middle, and C is the bottom rating. All tires sold in the United States have a minimum of a C rating. Now, what happens with tires when you start rolling them and driving on them? The temperature of the tire increases. And the reason it does is because of the internal friction of the tire. So if you were to lift the tire off the ground, it would be round. But when you put the weight of the vehicle on the tire, it gets flat on the bottom. So the tire starts out round, and as it rotates, it hits the pavement and flattens out, which is the contact patch. And then when the tire leaves that contact patch, it becomes round again until it rotates and hits the pavement again. So bang, 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 at 55 miles an hour, you get that flat spot reoccurring. So the rubber and the steel and the polyester and the nylon and the aramid cords and plies have to keep flexing. And as they flex, they warm up. But they get cooled off because the air hits the tire tread and sidewalls, and it kind of cools the tire. But the contact patch, if it's a real hot day and it's, you know, 120, 130, 140 degrees, heats up the tire more. So what happens is, as the tire heats up, the air pressure in the tire gets higher and higher and higher. which is why they tell you to check your tire pressure with the tires cold. That doesn't mean freeze the tires. That means you haven't run the tires. You know, the tire has set for several hours out of the sun. So when you check your tire pressure, it will, the sidewall of the tire itself will tell you the maximum pressure that you can inflate your tires to. Now, if you inflate them more than that and you drive on a hot road, there is a greater chance of that tire blowing or exploding. Catastrophic failure, unrepairable. And it could kill somebody or a bunch of somebodies. So when you inflate your tires, never, ever, ever inflate them greater than the maximum pressure that the tire is rated for. Some tires are rated for 35 PSI, pounds per square inch. Some are 44, some are 51, some are 80, some are 100, some are 110. Now, when you get above 51, that would be like a truck tire. Okay? Those are for heavy loads. Those would be, you know, a heavier weight classification. And of course, the ride gets increasingly rougher with the more pressure you put in the tire. So, by the way, don't believe anything I say. Don't believe a word I say. Do your own research, make up your own mind. But here's what I do. I inflate our tires darn close to the maximum pressure that they will hold, as indicated on the sidewall of each tire. Now, it's possible that if you have four tires on a vehicle and you bought tires at different times, the tires may have different ratings in terms of pressure. Some may say 44, some may say 51, some may say 35. So you need to check each tire. And because who knows who put what tires on your car if you didn't do it? Let's say it's a used vehicle. If it's a used vehicle, you can almost guarantee that all four tires are not the same. You can almost guarantee it. So when you check your tire pressure, make sure the vehicle has been out of the sun for hours and hours and you haven't driven it for hours and hours. Because on that concrete pad that I was telling you about, I've checked the tire pressure. So if we pull into our pad head on facing the garage door, the passenger side of the vehicle will be in the sun. So the two passenger side tires will be exposed to the sun. The two driver's side tires, the front left and the rear left, are not in the sun. The difference after the car has been in the sun for a couple hours could be 4 pounds per square inch. So if I were to inflate the tires, let's say I put them up to 44, the ones in the sun are already have about 10% more pressure in them just by being in the sun than the tires that are not in the sun. So what would happen is I would have one side of the car have more tire pressure than the other side because I started with them in the sun. Okay? So that's why you want to make sure that the tires are not in the sun and you haven't driven it. Okay? So if you go to the service station and you or the 24/7 convenience store and you use their tire inflator, you probably heated up your tires. So they already have maybe if you have set them for 44, by the time you've driven it, they're probably 48. And the ones in the sun are maybe even more than that. So that's why you need to check them at home. That's probably why you ought to consider getting your own compressor and your own tire gauge. And the tire gauges, those pencil-style ones that you can put in your shirt pocket and have a little clip, and you put it on the tire and this plastic indicator pops out with numbers on it. We have a bunch of them. And everyone reads a different pressure for the same tire at the same time. They're really inaccurate. How inaccurate? Oh, as much as 7 pounds per square inch. from each other. It's nuts. I mean, it'll tell you that there's air in the tire, but I wouldn't depend on it to have the right pressure. And if you have an all-wheel drive vehicle and all four tires are, you know, pulling the vehicle, alternating, you know, front to back, left to right, but they're all pulling, you want the tire diameter to be the same. So if you don't have the right pressure in all the tires, they're going to be different diameters, even though they're the same tires, because of the difference in air pressure. So you might want to consider getting a good gauge. And the one I like the best is a Milton, M-I-L-T-O-N. It's darn expensive, though. And it's called an inflator gauge. And it has a sealed tube. And it has a cylinder that reacts to the air pressure. And when you put it on the tire connected to an air hose, it will display with a little magnifying glass what the pressure is. It's a model 506. That used to be like $20, $30. I think now they're like $50. But they are the best, in my opinion. There might be something better. Maybe the Chinese have figured out how to make a better one. I don't know. I don't have one of those. I have just an American one. And you know what? I can calibrate it. I can actually take it apart and adjust it. We have several of them. And I can actually adjust them so that they all read the same. And that's what I want to do. So I think it's important that you consider temperature in a lot of things, where you place your air conditioning units, what color roof you have. When you buy tires, make sure that they can handle the temperatures that you're going to be exposing them to. And if you want to see what I'm talking about, as you drive around, as you travel, look on the side of the road. Look to the left and look to the right and see how many tire carcasses you see just littering the road. Those used to be complete tires, you know, on someone's vehicle. And now the remnants of what happened when there was a catastrophic blowout, where the tread separated and just left the tire and the tread stayed on the road and the tire.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, so here's a question I have. Class, do you like this kind of education, these kinds of classes, or do you think that we should do something else? Am I wasting your time? Am I wasting my time? So, the only way I'll know is if you tell me. So if you'll send me an email, instructor@usapreparis.com, and say, these kinds of topics are interesting and we're learning, or teach us something else. I'd like to know that. So instructor@usapreparis.com. I get those emails and I read them all, and I respond to them all. So I'd love to know what your thoughts are. So in the last week, we brought a vehicle to an alignment shop in a nearby city. We do a lot of work here at our farm, but, you know, we can rebuild transmissions and we can rebuild engines and, you know, difficult things like that. But what we don't have is an alignment rack. So an alignment rack might be $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. It makes no sense for us to do that. So we bring vehicles to an alignment shop to do that. Yeah, you know, we repair the front ends and those kinds of things and get it ready for an alignment, and then we bring it over. So we brought a vehicle over there, and I said to the guy at the counter, we'd never worked with them before, and it looks like we're running out of shops that we're willing to work with. They don't seem to, they make too many mistakes. You know, they break lug nuts. We don't. They do. That's because they use, you know, these real quick tools, impact wrenches and things like that. And I don't think they fully train their, you know, the guys that work on the vehicles. They just give the vehicles to the, you know, the guy who has the least amount of training. They say, okay, take off these wheels and, or put these wheels on. And they use the impact tools and they break lug nuts and studs. And it just do a lot of damage. And so we're running out. There's probably only one shop that's left that we haven't said, no, we can't work with them because, well, we didn't try this one shop left. But all the other ones just don't do a good job. So we brought this vehicle in for an alignment. And I said to the guy at the counter, my son was with me, and I said, I'd like you to align this so that caster, camber, toe in and toe out are all set for maximum miles per gallon. Nobody does that, right? No, people just bring their car and say, can you align it? And they go, okay. And then they say the alignment's done. Here's how much it's going to cost. Or they charge you first and then they do the alignment. Well, I told them I wanted it aligned for maximum miles per gallon. Here's why. So toe-in, imagine I'm on a person's pigeon toe. So the toes are closer together than the heels of their feet, right? Well, that's what toe-in and toe-out is. Toe-in is the toes are closer together than the heels. Toe-out is the toes are farther than the heels. So if the car's going to go down the road and it's towed in or towed out too much, the tires are going to be scraping and scrubbing the rubber off onto the road. And then there's another adjustment called caster and there's another one called camber. So I told the guy at the counter that I wanted it aligned for maximum fuel economy, which means straight ahead. He said, okay. Well, we got it was done in record time. I mean, these guys are fast. This was a big, chain store type tire and alignment companies. You've heard of the name. I'm just not going to give them credit. And I looked at the printout of what they did, and they didn't do what I said. So it was the end of the day, and so we left, and the vehicle pulls to the left. A car that's aligned properly never pulls to the left because the road crown, for most roads, is designed so that water runs off the road when it rains. That means that the road is higher in the center than it is on the shoulders. So road runs off. It's higher in the center and it's lower on the right side of the vehicle as you drive. Now the car would steer to the left, to the center. You'd cross the center line if you let go of the steering wheel. Obviously it wasn't aligned right. But it was done fast. So we called them and said, hey, yeah, it's not so good. And so they said, bring it back. Here's what happened. I've got the printout, and they did not do what I said. They didn't align it. There are tolerances. I mean, there's perfect, and there's, less than perfect, less than that, less than that. Well, I wanted it perfect, and if I were aligning it, it would be perfect. Well, these guys didn't do that, so that's why they're going to get a chance to do it again. And if they still don't do it, I'm going to do a chargeback. I'm going to say they didn't do it, but we agreed. But here's the point. It's worse than that. So I was standing up by the curb with our son. We were watching the guys mount a tire. Somebody bought brand new tires. The guy took the impact wrench, put the lug nut on, and ran it all the way up full torque. He put the next one on, going clockwise around the circle five lug nut. Bang, 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 all five lug nuts. Maximum torque. That's the best way to bend a wheel I can think of. That's what they did. And then they checked it to make sure they were tight by using a hand torque wrench. But they ran it up all the way, full torque, first shot. We never do that at our shop. It usually takes four or five iterations. Hand tighten, then maybe 20 pounds of torque, and then all the way up to maybe 100 and we're done.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.